is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be hearing from our meteorologist, Jim Witt, of theweatherwiz.com in just a moment as he looks at the future weather for December of this year. But first, the real estate site Estately has used 11 years of Google data to put together a list of the most embarrassing search phrases to see which states search for them the most. For the catchphrase casserole recipe, the number one state was Alabama. Alaska, well, they searched for Nicolas Cage and the word outhouse. Arizona searched, is Obama American? Arkansas, they searched Lunchables and Hotel California cords. In California, Carl's Jr. fast food chain and James Franco were some of the top searches. In Colorado, Croc, the shoes, and men's rights movement were top searches on Google. In Connecticut, internet addiction, Jerry Springer, and the Spin Doctors Band were some of the top searches. In Delaware, Newark girls. In the District of Columbia, Snuggies and Bill Cosby were searches that a lot of people conducted on Google. In Florida, Lunchable coupons and Home Shopping Network were tops. In Georgia, they were searching for herpes and divorce lawyers. In Hawaii, electronic cigarettes and Flobies. In Idaho, the band The Eagles and Hacky Sack. In Illinois, they were searching for Jim Belushi and Carly Rae Jepsen. Indiana wanted to know how big is average. They were also searching Arby's and where is Syria. In Iowa, the terrorist organization ISIS was a top search. In Kansas, Fred Phillips and the Expendables movie, number 3, were searched a lot. In Kentucky, Scabies and Creed, the band, were searched. Google searches in Louisiana focused on Steven Seagal and dog clothes. In Maine, the Google searches were about Nickelback lyrics and the group Good Charlotte. In Maryland, pleated pants and crab houses were searched the most. Massachusetts, Donald Trump for president and deflated balls were big Google searches. In Michigan, Bigfoot evidence and the pyramid schemes were searched. Frisbee golf and fantasy golf were searched in Minnesota a lot. In Mississippi, they searched for gonorrhea and the Aryan Brotherhood. In Missouri, George Foreman grill and fake mustache were among the biggest searches. In Montana, InfoWars and methamphetamines were searched. Nebraska, they were searching for Nick Nolte. Google searches in Nevada focused on McDonald's secret menu and white pride. In New Hampshire, it was pajama jeans. In New Jersey, it was the website for affairs Ashley Madison, plus Jonas Brothers lyrics in New Jersey. In New Mexico, The Hot Chick starring Rob Schneider and Slipknot, the band. In New York, Donald Trump was searched along with actor Hugh Grant and Gwyneth Paltrow. In North Carolina, Where is the Internet was searched a lot along with Nicholas Sparks. In North Dakota, Fergie and Limp Bizkit were the target of searches. Ohio searched for Subway's fast food chain and monkey porn. Oklahoma was searching for ISIS videos and Toby Keith. Oregon, they were searching for romantic novels. Pennsylvania, celebrity boxing shows. Rhode Island, the average penis size. South Carolina, Hootie and the Blowfish. South Dakota, lion hunting. Tennessee, is Bigfoot real? Google searches in Texas revolved around Matthew McConaughey quotes. In Utah, video game addiction. Vermont, juggling. Virginia, Redskins facts. Washington State, socks in sandals. West Virginia, Hot Pockets. The Big Lebowski was searched in Wisconsin for Google. And finally, Wyoming, they were searching for furries. Arby's issued an apology after one of its workers at a chain in Pembroke Pines, Florida, refused to serve a police officer. A cop in uniform and driving a marked police vehicle placed an order at the drive-thru before pulling up to the window to pay and receive the order. But the Arby's worker at the window refused service. Another employee inside the restaurant intervened and gave the officer his order. Top corporate officials have issued an apology. They said the worker will be punished, possibly fired. According to new data from Nameberry.com, violent baby names are on the rise as America chooses names like Magnum, Shooter, and Caliber. Names inspired by knives, intimidating movie stars, tough girls, and warriors have also spiked. The most popular of the macho monikers is Gunner, with 1,500 U.S. babies being named that last year. Gunner means bold warrior in Swedish. Other names gaining in popularity for boys are more specifically gun-related: trigger, shooter, caliber, magnum, and pistol, plus names inspired by gun manufacturers like Barrett, Remington, Kimber, Browning, and Wesson. Girls aren't exempt. Parents are picking names like Saber, Arrow, and Kali, a powerful Hindu goddess. A pregnant woman plans on having a dolphin-assisted water birth in Hawaii. The woman's journey to giving birth in the sea with a dolphin as a midwife is going to be documented in Extraordinary Births. Some believe the choice of the birth environment is a more relaxing and natural way, but experts say it's also very dangerous because dolphins are in the wild and they're unpredictable and could be dangerous. Meteorologist Jim Witt is here. He's from theweatherwiz.com. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Mike, and hope you are too. Now, we continue to move forward along with our long-range weather forecasts. This week, I'll be looking way ahead to the month of December 2015. As I usually do, I start out with a general outlook at temperatures around the country for the month of December. The country looks like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde this month. Very warm in the eastern third of the nation, while the western two-thirds shows below normal temperatures. As is usually the case, a little more difficult to describe the situation with regard to precipitation. I'll do my best. Looks like well above normal precipitation for coastal New England, eastern Pennsylvania, much of Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, northern South Carolina, and the northern parts of Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi. That's all for the month of December. Also above normal precipitation expected in much of Arizona, Southern California, Wyoming, and Utah. Below normal precipitation is expected in the rest of the nation. As for snowfall, well, much of the nation will see snowfall below normal for this month of December, with the New England states much below average. Might be a tough month for skiers during December in that part of our country. The exception, above normal snowfall will occur in the southern half of New York State, much of Pennsylvania, southward into Washington, D.C., and Baltimore. Also above normal snowfall from the northeastern part of Texas, northeastward through Arkansas and western Kentucky. Looks like more December snow for areas right around the Great Lakes. How about outside your house? Well, starting out in the Tennessee Valley, Memphis can expect temperatures about 1 degree below normal during December, while Huntsville and Decatur will be chillier than normal, about 2 to 3 degrees below normal. In northern Mississippi, cooler than normal, Tupelo about a half degree cooler, and about 4 degrees cooler than average in other sections of northern Mississippi. Jackson, Vicksburg, Meridian in central Mississippi, also below normal for December, about 2 to 4 degrees cooler. Southern Mississippi, Hattiesburg, can expect temperatures to average about 2 degrees below normal. In the Gulf states, still cooler than average, Biloxi and Gulfport expected to be 1 to 2 degrees below normal. In Kentucky, Paducah should have temperatures slightly below normal, perhaps a half a degree cooler, and pretty much the same for St. Louis, Missouri, also a half degree below the norm for December. In the Northeast, Philadelphia should end up almost 1 degree cooler than average. Now, how about precipitation where you live? Well, during December, again, starting out in Tennessee, in the Tennessee Valley, above normal precipitation expected during December for Huntsville. You're looking at 1 to 2 inches above the norm, while Memphis is expecting 3 to 4 inches below normal. Isn't that interesting? In northern Mississippi, Tupelo should have 1 to 2 inches above normal precip. Greenville, Greenwood, Columbus should average about 1 inch above. Jackson, Vicksburg, Meridian, and central Mississippi, you're looking at a very wet December. Could be 4 to 5 inches above the average. Southern Mississippi, Biloxi, Gulfport, should receive near normal precip for December, and drier than normal conditions will occur in St. Louis, Missouri. During December, the precip some 2 to 3 inches below the norm. December should turn out wetter than normal in Philadelphia, PA, some 1 to 3 inches above average. Now, snowfall, Memphis will have 1 to 2 inches above normal snowfall for December. Huntsville, also above about 1 to 2 inches above normal. We're looking at near normal snowfall in December for Greenville, Greenwood, Columbus, meaning not much snow, and in central and southern Mississippi, looks like little if any snow expected. Same for the Gulf Coast region. Philadelphia may just be in the location that receives above normal snowfall for the month of December. Now, New England could see snowfall amounts for December some 10 to 15 inches below normal. As I said, could be a tough month for skiers. Next week, I look ahead to January 2016.
And with meteorologist Jim Witt, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.